Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty. Welcome to episode 98 of the Rockcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we are inching closer and closer to the historic 100th show.
Extremely exciting.
Wow, it seems like just yesterday or 3 or 4 years ago that I started this crappy little show that has now grown into the monster that is blasting out of your computer. And despite what Barack Obama may tell you, I created this podcast myself.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I got no help from anybody.
I'm sorry, who'd you say you were?
Oh, believe me, I wanted help, and I still do.
It's obvious. Come on.
And to this day, I still struggle every time I try to record one of these things.
You're pathetic.
I'm constantly dealing with computer crashes and the Macintosh spinning beach ball and messages that say, error, your hard drive's full, you've exceeded your file limit,
you've been twisted and turned over to evil.
It's enough to make me lose my mind, but not enough to force me to quit making the best podcast in the history of mankind.
Have you figured it out? No one's listening to you.
So whether you've been with me from the beginning or this is your first time, welcome to the show. Enjoy the fruits of my labor and frustration.
Thank you for all the humiliation and pain.
You're welcome. I'm not really sure if you guys like my concert reviews or not, but the other night, Lindsay and I went to a show that I just have to tell you about.
Please don't do it.
We'd been to a couple of outdoor festivals this summer and endured some miserable heat. So I was looking forward to this one inside with the headliner Steel Panther.
Who is that?
If for some reason you've never heard of them, I would best describe them as a comedic Spinal Tap version of an 80s glam hair metal band. And the reason I like them is because they make fun of all that stuff, but at the same time, they write really good songs and they're great musicians. So I couldn't wait to see them live, to see if they could do it live. And they were playing at a place called the Midland Theater here in Kansas City, which holds about 3,000 people. And this was a radio-sponsored low-dough concert. The tickets were only 10 bucks. And get this, it sold out in one day.
What?
And I know what you're thinking. Steel Panther sold out in one day?
This can't be real.
But the thing you have to remember is, this is Kansas City. You can have a cover band and tell people, yeah, we play Poison tunes, and you'll get about 300 people showing up.
80 IQ, low-grade morons who will do whatever they're told.
So I was not surprised at all when we had to stand in a line that went down the street.
Morons!
But after tolerating a horrible local opening band, around 9:30, it was time to feel the steel. She's got the eyes of a panther. She got lips like Satan. She's got the eyes of a panther. And soon you'll be a Maytan. She's got the eyes of a panther. I was expecting to see some pyro and a lot of stage props, but there was none of that. And I kind of wonder if the reason is that they just can't afford it yet. I mean, they're huge in Kansas City, but I don't know about anywhere else. But honestly, after a couple of songs, you could tell they don't really need that stuff.
They're crazed.
These guys were really good, and I don't mean just adequate good. I mean really, really good.
At the same time, they're nuts.
The vocals were great. They sound like the record live. And the guitar player is amazing. And I'm not just saying that, he is Eddie Van Halen awesome. did a guitar solo where he ended up behind the drums playing both guitar and drums at the same time. And it was not only technically amazing, it was absolutely hilarious. Speaking of which, this is without a doubt the funniest band I have ever seen.
They're a joke!
The stage antics, the stuff they say to the crowd in between the songs, had me rolling.
You're sick.
I mean, I had had a really bad day, and I needed a good laugh that night. And I cracked up more than I have at any comedy show I've ever been to.
What's wrong with you?
Steel Panther was hysterical, but at the same time, just a really great rock band. If they took themselves seriously, I'd probably hate it. And if they sucked as a band, it wouldn't be funny. But it all works. We had a great time, and I can't wait to see them again. But I will say, under no circumstances should you ever take your kids to a Steel Panther concert. It's all tongue-in-cheek, but be warned, they are lewd, crude, and vulgar.
And they will squeeze your genitals.
However, if you're of age and you can appreciate a certain amount of adult humor, I would highly recommend Steel Panther.
They're just profane.
Well, all right. Moving right along, the next thing I want to talk about is the... hang on. My phone's ringing. I better answer it. Hello?
Hey, how about playing some AC/DC?
I beg your pardon?
You know, like some Shook Me All Night Long or Back in Black.
I'm sorry. I think you've got the wrong number.
Ain't this the radio station?
No, this is Monty.
Who?
Hey, wait a minute. Is this Jimmy Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is Monty from the Rockcast.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Not much. What are you doing?
Well, I thought I was calling the radio station to see if they'd play something that kicked ass.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, man, while I got you here, you want to hang out and talk a little bit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, cool. Well, hang on a second. I better play this first.
The views and opinions of Jimmy Jeff do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Rockcast.
I heard that.
Any similarities between Jimmy Jeff and other morons, rednecks, or retards are merely coincidental.
Yep.
So, Jimmy Jeff, didn't I see you at the Steel Panther show the other night?
Oh, hell yeah, I was there.
Cool.
Me and my old lady were right down there in front of the stage.
All right, well, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought they were awesome.
Yeah? Well, good. For once, you and I agree on something.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff, and they were almost as good as Poison.
Poison?
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on. They're a lot better than Poison.
What?
Yeah, they're a lot better.
What?
That guitar player blows CC DeVille away.
Well, I don't know about all that, but did you see all them boobies bouncing around?
Oh, you mean the girls in the crowd lifting their shirts up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were some real skanks there.
Yeah, my old lady kept doing that, and I finally just said, you want to leave the top down?
Well, yeah.
People are gonna go blind in here.
Oh, God.
Let's face it, she ain't got nothing to brag about.
Well, I really shouldn't comment.
I mean, I've seen better boobs on a cow.
Okay. Well, I think we can at least both agree that it was a great show and that Steel Panther is a laugh riot.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean they were hilarious.
Huh?
What? You didn't find them funny?
Funny?
Yeah.
What's funny about them?
You know, the lyrics, the spandex.
Well, I would agree that stuff is awesome.
All right. Well, how was the Rock Fest?
Oh, my God.
So you went to that?
Oh, hell yes. I never miss it.
Right.
This year I took my boy and a couple of his friends.
Oh, well, you're a good father, Jimmy Jeff.
And I told them, listen, I will drive and I will buy you some beer.
Oh.
But you, in turn, will have to get the tickets and the weed.
I see. Well, okay. How was the festival itself? itself?
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Yeah?
60,000 people all jammed up against each other.
Right.
Getting high and sweating like a bunch of pigs.
Yeah.
And by 3 o'clock, I was all kinds of dehydrated and completely hammered.
Wow.
Let me tell you, it was great.
Yeah, I bet. Well, how were the bands?
Oh, it was the greatest lineup ever.
Sure.
There was Theory of a Dead Man, Hell Yeah, Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how was the headliner?
Who?
The headliner, Shinedown.
Huh?
They're one of your favorite bands. How were they?
Oh, well, we left before they played.
Really?
Yeah, halfway through Five Finger Death Punch, my boy started hallucinating and thought his body was covered in cockroaches.
No way.
Yeah, he took off all his clothes and just started running for the exits.
Oh, that's awful.
He's a dumbass.
Sounds like
it. Well, whatever. By that point, I had myself a splitting headache, so I just said, screw it, we're going home.
Ah, well, sounds like you had a great time.
Oh, I tell you what, man. Rockfest is awesome.
Well, I'm sure it is. Well, have you heard any new CDs lately that you like?
Well, I've been listening to Under Lock and Key by Dawkin.
Yeah, that's from the 80s.
Yeah, that pretty much never leaves my stereo.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, Bon Jovi.
I've got that one on cassette tape. And I played in my pickup truck.
Okay, well, that's great, but have you heard anything new from this decade?
Well, yeah, the other day I heard something that kicked ass.
And what would that be?
It was that guitar player from Creed.
Oh, Mark Tremonti or something like that?
Yeah, that's it, Tremonti.
And you like that, do you?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, Creed's one of the best bands of all time.
Yeah.
And their guitar player is just badass.
Well, yeah, you know, he is good.
Oh, I kid you not. He can play the hell out of that thing.
Well, let's check some of that out. Well, I'll tell you, I like that better than Creed.
What?
Or Alter Bridge.
Now, hold on there just a second, buddy boy. Don't get carried away.
What?
He's a good guitar player, and he ain't a bad singer. But he sure as hell ain't no Scott Sapp.
You mean Scott Stapp?
That singer from Creed. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his voice. In fact, I like this guy's better.
Oh, what are you, some kind of queer?
And, you know, I think I even like his voice better than Miles Kennedy.
What? No. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
The singer for Alter Bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's awesome.
Right. Yeah, you know, that song kind of reminds me of King's X.
Oh, yeah, they got that black guy with a mohawk.
Yeah, you heard of them?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Well, of course.
Yeah, you won't believe it, but I got to meet them one time.
You don't say.
Yeah, I saw them about 10 years ago eating at the Gates Barbecue.
Right.
And I said, hey, aren't you that King's X guy? And I just stood there for the next half hour shooting the bull.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, I'd never met a real rock star before. And I'll tell you what, that was probably the most excited I've ever been with my clothes on.
Really? Wow. Well, you know, Jimmy Jeff, I was in a band that did several tours with King's X.
Oh, no way. You gotta be yanking me.
No, I'm not kidding. You ever heard of Galactic Cowboys?
Nope.
Oh. Well, yeah, we were around in the 90s. And
hey, have I told you about my friend's band?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, they're gonna make an album.
Yeah, that's great, Jimmy Jeff. So you think you know what light will guide you home. You were a light and now disgraced and now you're gone. So you think you know what time may take away. How it steals your life till you forget the pain. You are not. You know, Jimmy Jeff, I did not think I was going to like this new Tremonti album, but this is not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't as good as Nickelback or something like that, but it rocks.
Yes, it definitely rocks. The guy's obviously a good songwriter, he's a good singer, a great guitar player.
Well, hey man, I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
I told the old lady I'd take her out to the Red Lobster tonight, and if I'm late, she will tear me a new one.
Okay, well, it's been great having you, Jimmy Jeff. Thanks for calling.
All right, you take her easy.
Well, it's always interesting to hear what Jimmy Jeff has to say, but now it's time for your top tens. Today's list comes to us from Jim from Syracuse, and I've known Jim a while because his dad commissioned me to do a painting for Jim when he graduated from college. That's been a few years ago, but the other day I got this top 10 from Jim, which came in the form of an MP3. Take it away, Jim.
Hey, Monty, this is Jim from Syracuse, huge crunchy Galactic Cowboy Rockcast fan.
Hey, Jim.
I'm a hard rock, progressive rock kind of guy. I like King's X, Metallica, Dream Theater, obviously crunchy and Galactic Cowboys.
What is wrong with you?
Your top 10 list of your favorite love songs, I think it was, from a while back, got me thinking. And I have a bunch of songs that for some stupid reason I really dig, but they're also completely embarrassing to admit to. You know, and it's tough to call these even guilty pleasure songs because some of them are so lame.
Well, don't do it!
And even those that are good songs, you don't want to get caught rocking out to them in your car like a maniac like I do. So these are my top 10 songs that I really shouldn't like, but kind of do.
Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant.
Number 10, Never My Love by The Association. Really wimpy song, but those harmonies are tight, and I like the instrumentation.
Don't do any more.
Number 9, Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Songs to torture you by.
This is very embarrassing. You know, it was in the movie Batman Forever, which came out when I was about 12. And I like that movie, so maybe that explains it.
No, it doesn't.
Number 8, She's Gone by Hall & Oates.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Not gonna lie, I love Hall & Oates. That's all there is to it.
You have decided to be weird.
Number 7, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yes, indeed. Perhaps the most embarrassing, but I like it.
Have you lost your mind?
Number 6, Pretty Wings by Maxwell.
This was a bad idea!
This one, it's because my wife loves R&B, and I hate most of it, but, you know, Maxwell has a live band on his recordings, and I love the way the drummer turns the beat around on this song, so that's on the list.
Don't make excuses.
Number 5, Take On Me by A-ha.
A-ha!
Some dweeby new wave, really high pitched vocal singing, but that one measure in the chorus where the drums go halftime right at the end there, I love that.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Number 4, I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, come on.
This song makes me want to cry like a little girl, and Bonnie Raitt rocks the guitar, and I love this song, but it's kind of embarrassing to rock out to.
Yeah.
Number 3, No More I Love Yous by Annie Lennox.
So I'm actually feel like I'm about to throw up.
Dip-a-dip-a-dip-dip-dip.
What the hell was that?
Number 2, Kelly Clarkson. I don't even know the names of her songs, but the girl has amazing pipes and she can really sing, so she gets my general number 2.
Absolutely freaking crazy.
And my number 1 song that I really shouldn't like, but kinda do, Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield.
No!
This song absolutely rocks. And it's not really embarrassing to love this song because it is so good, but I go nuts when this thing comes on, and people probably look at me like I'm a maniac singing about the preacher's son, but when that bass line starts going at the end, man, that really, I really dig it.
You're going to rot your brain.
So there you have it, Monty, my top 10 songs that I really shouldn't like. It's kind of embarrassing, but I kind of like them. So keep on rocking. Thanks for your Rockcast. We'll catch you later.
Well, thank you, Jim. That was outstanding, my friend. And that's the great thing about music. We all have different things that we like, and there's nothing wrong with it. I would agree with you on a couple of those. Kelly Clarkson has a great voice, and that Bonnie Raitt tune is awesome. And like you, I'm down with a little Hall & Oates once in a while, but for me, they're kind of hit and miss. I agree, She's Gone was a good tune, and I loved Sarah Smile. But then they do something like, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, and I'd want to take a baseball bat and smash my radio.
Because God hates it.
And hey, there were people who loved I Can't Go For That. And that's okay. I think we can all agree that those people just have bad taste.
Seems pretty obvious.
But you, Jim from Syracuse, have good taste because you like crunchy and you listen to the Rockcast. And you, my man, are going to the playoffs where you are eligible for an amazing prize package.
Wow.
You too could be like Jim and be eligible for an amazing prize package. All you gotta do is type it out and email it to me or send me an MP3. So what are you waiting for? Do it today. So that was Jim's list of guilty pleasures, and I think we've all got one of those, including me.
Oh no.
So here now is my list of 10 songs that I shouldn't like, and after you hear them, you will no longer have any respect for me whatsoever.
I know I don't.
And to prove my point, I'm going to start my list out at number 10 with Speed of Sound by Coldplay.
Gay.
Well, you can call them what you want.
Gay.
But what they are to me is a really good band. I love the rhythm section, and I think they write really good songs.
Oh, you're gay.
Okay, I hate to admit this, but I was around in the 70s when the whole disco craze was going on, and I hated that stuff then, except for a couple of tunes that I still don't mind, and one of them is by KC and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight. Hey, scoff if you want, but it had a good groove and it was catchy, much like this next one from Rihanna, Umbrella. We'll still have each other.
This blows.
You know, say what you want about Rihanna, but Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme plays guitar for her now, so she can't be all bad. And not only that, but I respect any girl who can take a punch to the face from Chris Brown.
Wow! Nice!
Now, you know I'm not a big fan of rap and hip-hop. In fact, I kind of hate that stuff. Except for this song. At number 7, it's Without Me by Eminem.
Hey, there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now, this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Because we need a little controversy. Because it feels so empty.
I don't even know why I love that song so much, but I do know that every time I hear it, I think, I've got to listen to some more rap. And then I do, and I hate it.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Guilty pleasure number 6 on my list is a song by a guy named Howard Jones. And no, it's not the Howard Jones from Killswitch Engage. It's the Howard Jones who sang What Is Love. Oh, the 80s. English people with weird haircuts, playing synthesizers and electronic drums. We got horrible stuff like Thompson Twins, Boy George, Fine Young Cannibals, and I hated it all.
That's not true!
Okay, well maybe not all of it, because I did like Howard Jones, even though he was English, had a weird haircut, and played synthesizers.
Did that make sense?
But as bad as things were in the 80s, things have gotten even worse now with all the techno crap that's out there.
It sucks!
There's hardly any melody whatsoever, and it's mostly just a lot of droning, obnoxious kick drum beats.
I hate it!
And that's why it's weird that number 5 on my list is Kesha with We Are Who We Are.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to hate Kesha, but I don't. And I know a lot of you do hate Kesha, but her stuff really isn't that bad.
I think it is.
Number 4 on my list is a group that I bet some of you metalheads out there secretly like but would never tell anybody. It's ABBA with Dancing Queen. Even Corey Taylor from Slipknot says that he likes ABBA, so I don't feel so bad. And what's not to like? They had catchy, well-written songs, orchestrated string arrangements, vocal harmonies sung by hot chicks from Sweden. They were pure genius.
Brilliant!
But then again, let's face it, this was the 70s I'm talking about, and it didn't matter how bad anything was. If there was a hot blonde involved, it was a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody remember Police Woman with Angie Dickinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I rest my case.
Yeah.
Okay, we all hate boy bands, right?
There's no doubt about it.
They're basically manufactured and packaged to sell to adolescent girls who don't know any better, and the members are usually handpicked for the way they look. That's why there's always a cute one, an ethnic one, an older-looking one, and a bad boy. They have songs written for them, and then they're taken into the studio where they doctor their vocals to make it sound like they know how to sing. And the next thing you know, they're teen idols and they're playing arenas. And it's completely contrived and everything I despise about the music industry.
It's outrageous!
And that's why it makes no sense that number 3 on my list is I Want You Back by the boy band NSYNC.
Hypocrite!
Now, I think we're all just going to have to eventually admit that Justin Timberlake is a talented, funny guy. However, that doesn't mean we have to forgive him for bringing sexy back, but it does mean that I can listen to an occasional NSYNC song and not vomit.
It's sickening!
You may have thought that was a bad choice, but no, you haven't seen anything yet, because my number 2 choice is none other than Miley Cyrus. Yes, it's Hannah Montana with Start All Over. You know, that is a great riff, and I am not apologizing for this. And this song sounds like something I would write, so I don't care what you say, I like it.
Oh, hey! You suck!
Alright, you thought that was bad? No. What I'm about to play you is so embarrassing that, frankly, I'm not sure why I'm doing this.
Because you're retarded.
But here we go. From the 1968 musical Funny Girl, it's Barbra Streisand! Now, before you jump to conclusions, let me explain.
Yeah, well, good luck.
I don't really like Barbra Streisand. I can't stand her as a person. But when I was a kid, my folks loved her. And so I heard this song, and I liked it. And you've got to admit, she's got a great voice.
I find this to be appalling.
The other thing is that the name of this song is, My Man.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
So even though I'm not gay, if you accuse me of being gay based on this song, well, I really can't blame you. Well, that segment was pretty much all bad, but here's someone that's all good. It's my girlfriend Lindsay with the news. Hey, you sexy thing.
Hey, baby.
What do you got for us today?
In our lead story, presidential hopeful Mitt Romney has chosen Paul Ryan as his vice presidential running mate.
Yeah, I don't know much about Paul Ryan, and I'm almost to the point where I think all politicians are corrupt. But come November, I will be voting for Mitt Romney. Not because he's a savior or the answer to all of this country's problems, but because based on Barack Obama's job performance, he needs to be fired. So So far, I like a lot of what Romney has to say. He's for lower taxes and less government, and he sure as hell is going to be a better opponent than that lame-ass John McCain was.
As unemployment in the U.S. continues to rise, this week President Obama spoke to an audience in Massachusetts where he said this.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Wow, I can't believe he admitted that.
Yeah, that surprised me too.
Well, I'm glad to hear he's finally being honest.
When asked what he planned to do about the lack of jobs in the U.S., Obama had this to say.
I think what the United States can do
Well, that is unfortunate. But I think what he was trying to say is that we have a serious problem with the lack of jobs in this country.
However, there is good news.
Oh, yeah?
Experts have done studies that show when facing unemployment, the most important thing a person can do is keep a positive attitude.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Well, that's weird because if you're looking for a job, I would think it would be important to have things like qualifications or maybe a good resume.
No.
No?
Actually, keeping one's chin up is way more useful when you're unemployed.
No kidding.
Yeah, you should know that by now.
Well, yeah, that's true, but...
Studies also found that people who just give up and go on welfare felt even better after doing so.
Well, there you go. I've actually considered giving up, so maybe I'll just do that.
In news of the obvious, scientists have discovered that gambling is addictive and playing football can hurt you.
No way. I had no idea.
In the same study, it was determined that scientists are really smart and experts know everything.
Well, yes, there's no doubt about that.
In sports, the United States won the most medals at this summer's Olympic Games in London, capturing 104 overall and 46 of which were gold. Highlights included Michael Phelps winning 4 gold and 2 silvers in swimming, and the U.S. men's and women's teams winning gold in basketball.
Well, let me just say that I'm proud to be an American, and I love this country that I live in. And I was cheering for Michael Phelps, and I was rooting for the track and field and gymnastics teams. But when it came time to root for the U.S. men's basketball team, I just couldn't do it. In fact, was it wrong that I was rooting for the other countries? Probably so, but there's something inside me that would have loved to seen egomaniacs like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant and that team of NBA All-Stars we sent over there to annihilate everybody just end up losing and settling for the silver. Oh, how I would have laughed. Because do I think for a minute Kobe Bryant was really trying to do something for his country? No, it's always about him. So I hope they change the rules someday and go back to sending college players to the Olympics. Because if we lose, we lose. But at least I would have somebody I could cheer for and feel good about it.
Totally.
All right. Well, what's the weather looking like out there, Lindsay?
Well, Monty, the Rockcast Doppler radar system indicates that after a brutally hot summer, temperatures will gradually start to decrease in the next few months.
Well, yeah, I guess that would make sense.
What do you mean?
You know, the later in the year it gets, the cooler it gets.
Well, there's really no predicting what this winter has in store for us.
Huh?
Well, yeah, with the global warming and all.
Global warming?
Well, yes, Monty. Why do you think it got so hot this summer?
I thought it was supposed to. It always gets hot in the summer.
Oh, no, silly. It's because of the emissions your gas-guzzling van has been giving off.
Really?
You see, if you had driven a Prius and not been such a butthole, instead of it being 100 degrees every day this summer, It would have only gotten to, say, 98.
Oh, my God. So it was my fault that it got so miserably hot in the middle of July.
That's right. It's because you're a selfish bastard who obviously doesn't care about the planet.
Oh, well, I feel absolutely horrible about myself and incredibly ashamed.
You should.
Well, thank you, Lindsay, for that enlightening piece of information.
And that's the news.
And I will talk to you soon, sexy thing. Before I go, I'd like to thank everybody for your emails and comments, and if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so through MontyCalvin.net, where you can also buy my CDs, t-shirts, and paintings, or make a kind donation. And trust me, I wouldn't ask you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. If it's a band that I like, I order their merchandise. And if it's a podcast that I love, I subscribe, and I've also been known to donate. So if you'd like to support this show, believe me, it will not go unappreciated.
Oh yeah, you know, whatever.
And don't forget, you can also reach me on Facebook, and I try to answer everyone who writes me. And the other day, I got an email from faithful Rockcast listener Josh Laurie, who says, "Monty, have you ever heard the song On a Rope by a band called Rocket from the Crypt?"
What the freaking hell is that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have heard of that, Josh. In fact, I bought that album in the late 90s. They were a cool band out of San Diego. And this song kind of reminds me of some of my early crunchy stuff.
That's not good.
So why don't I play that for you on my way out? Because that's going to do it for me for now. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back soon to rot your brain with more mind-numbing entertainment. But until then, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me, and
rock on.
Your love, stop holding the dust.
show sucks.
I honestly think this is the worst.
Look, it's over. It's done. Turn it off. End it. Stop it. Come on.
Who cares at this point?
It's over.